It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
What does one say about life on the farm when the world surrounding it seems so fragile and out of control? The farm has always been my psychological refuge, and by retreating here this week, I've enjoyed a sense of relatively greater physical safety than I had in the city in these pandemic times. Though being here offers great comfort, the realities are such that it does not erase the sense of foreboding. Being just at the beginning of a cataclysmic process that will affect everyone, and is so full of uncertainties, one searches for signs of hope. We've had some such signs today. One friend, who's been fighting the cough and other symptoms associated with COVID-19 at home on his own, reported feeling considerably better. My friend Eric just learned that a friend of his, who has been in the ICU in a hospital in Perth, Australia since his return there from New York last week, has stabilized. His numbers are improving, and he is communicating with his worried friends here. And in the life of the farm, there is hope as well. This morning, Beignet, one of the twin lambs that Theodora gave birth to yesterday, was standing pertly next to his sister, Susette, small and skinny compared to her, but holding his own and reaching for Theodora's udder. He was delicate and weak at birth, and Theodora had mastitis, reducing her to one functional teat for the two lambs. Susette was dominating that teat. Beignet seemed at high risk, but now also seems to have turned the corner. Beignet was lucky to have had the expert ministrations of Troy, who treated his mother's mastitis and kept him warm and fed until he was strong enough to make it on his own. And Eric's friend similarly benefited from expert professional care in Australia, where there is universal health coverage and a sound strategy in place to respond to such emerging threats. I have fear that our weak and overstretched medical infrastructure, in which planning for such pandemics was not given high priority despite knowledge of the risks, is not going to be able to provide hope for such outcomes in all cases. Will everyone who contracts COVID-19 get as much personal attention and appropriate treatment as little Beignet did? Obviously, intense mobilization and effort will be required now to promote positive outcomes. The signs of hope we had today are not much more reassuring than the promises President Trump made 2 weeks ago. All are as evanescent as the rainbow that appeared over our field this afternoon. Much more is going to be required of us. Educating ourselves as to what is known about COVID-19, maintaining social distance and good hygiene to avoid transmission, reaching out creatively so the required isolation is less overwhelming for others, helping our small businesses survive, and pressing our political leaders to act boldly to protect the most vulnerable, all of which I ponder as Eric recites to me in his native French the lyrics of Un parfum du fin du monde. To snuff out that scent of the end of the world, we will have to participate and act in ways we are not accustomed to acting. We're not living here like it's the end of the world. We're enjoying the evening meal together. We're delighting in watching Eric's dog, Lily, get to know all the animals on the farm, including resident pooch, Esperanza. We're taking long walks with little fear of exposure. I recognize that it's a privilege to go through a semi-isolation with family, Troy and Victoria, and with my friend Eric, in a bucolic setting where social distancing is not really a challenge. But I recognize, too, that we have a corresponding obligation to produce food at a time when it may become scarce, to do it safely, and to make it available, especially to those who find themselves in need. We each need to consider how we can play a productive role. Along with self-protection should come self-reflection.
Dis, m'en veux surtout pas si ma chanson a un parfum de fin du monde. Dis, on se reverra un café désert, sans les cafés les gars, comment faire pour se retrouver demain?
C'est ça.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.